Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Tes Omid Aleph. And we are in the second volume of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. We started this yesterday. And this deals with the halachos over here of where you're supposed to bench. Now, yesterday we had brought down that the Mechaber had said that Misha Ocha B'mokum Echad Tzorech Levarach called him Shakur B'mkomo. You should never not bench in the place that you ate, and you shouldn't get up and leave. But we said, Yotza b'mekomo v'lo beirach. If a person did, in fact, leave the place where he was benching, im haya b'mezid yachzor l'mekomo v'yivarach, then he has to go back to the original place if he intentionally left. V'im beirach b'mokom shenizkar yotza. But if, in fact, he benched in the new place that he went to, bid the yevid, he is yotze. This was the first opinion that we brought down in the Mechaber yesterday. And we brought down that this was even if he intentionally left. B'mez that he left, the Mishnah Berurah brought down the Sukkot and Dalet, and he intentionally benched in that new place, even though he knew it was wrong, bid the Eved, a person is Yotze. That was, in fact, the first opinion. Now the Ramah brings down Hagah, the Davka L'das Rambam. That was only according to the Rambam, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay says, Rotsu Lomar, the Sfira Allah B'Sobuch, that he was the one that held, the B'Shogeg, Af L'Chadchila Yuchal L'Varach B'Malkum Shniskar. Because the Rambam holds that if you left by accident, you forgot to bench and you left by accident, then in that situation, you are allowed to go bench even l'chadchila in the new place. We don't cancel you, we don't make you go back to the old place, as long as in the new place that you went to, you didn't do it on purpose. Dailanu, therefore, it is acceptable, im nachmir b'mezid, only b'l'chadchila shetzorech lachzor l'mkomo. So the parallel of that would be, if you intentionally left, we make you go back l'chadchila. However, b'di'evid, we don't make you go back, and that was the opinion of the Mechaber, which is the opinion of the Rambam. But now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, avo l'das harosh, which we're about to learn, in the Ramah, the Af Bishogeg Tzorich L'Chadchila L'Achzor L'Mekomo, and his opinion, as we'll see in a second in the Ramah, is that you have to go back even if you left unintentionally, you left Bishogeg, so L'Chadchila, you should return to your place. Not like the Rambam says, L'Chadchila, you don't have to return to your place. So then, according to this opinion, Mistavro de Bemezid, so the parallel would be that if you intentionally left, then we're Machmir, Machmirinon, to fei. We are going to be more machmir and say the af b'di'evid lo yotza, that if you did bench in the new place, you certainly weren't allowed to lechachila, and even b'di'evid, we say that benching isn't going to be yotza, your obligation. Mishnah Berurah then concludes, l'inyan halacha, how do we paskin, hiskimu achronim, dein tzorech lachzor l'varech, afilu hayo mezid b'alicha o b'bracha. We paskin like the first opinion in the Mechaber over here, despite the fact that the Ramah brings down the opinion that disagrees, we paskin like the more makel opinion of the Rambam, kanal b'sivkot and dalet, as we already explained at the end of yesterday's shir in Sivkot and Dalet, which I said at the very beginning of today's shir. Now let's finish off this inside the Ramah itself. We really did this already in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Ramah says, that was the opinion of the Rambam, who's makel, avo l'das harosh, but according to the opinion of the Rosh, the Sfira lay the af b'shogeg yachzor l'mekomo l'chadchila, as we have already explained, that the Rosh holds that if you left your place by accident and went to a new place, you still are l'chadchila obligated to return to your old place and bench there, and only bid the Eved, when you left by accident, is the benching in the new place acceptable. So the parallel case would be b'mezid, if you intentionally left, af b'di'evid lo yotza, then you aren't going to be yotze in the new place, even b'di'evid, if you left b'mezid. And this is brought down in the name of the Torah. Now the Mechaber continues, and he writes, v'im haya b'shogeg, if you in fact left by accident, so then, l'ha Rambam, yivarach b'mokum shenizkar, l'chadchila, the Rambam says, you're allowed to go bench in the new place. However, Ularav Rabbeinu Yonah v'Rosh, the opinion that we just brought down in the name of the Rosh, which he says over here now, is also the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yonah, Gamu Yachzor L'Mekomo v'Yivarach. L'chadchila, such a person should go back and bench in the old place, not in the new place, but here at least, b'di'evid, everybody agrees that you would be Yotze. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, Yivarach b'mokum shenizkar, u'mikor mokum gam l'deyazu, even according to the Rambam, who says, l'chadchila, you can bench in the new place, im chaza hareza meshubach, he still says, well, it's l'chadchila acceptable to bench in the new place when you left by accident. Even this opinion of the Rambam says it will be preferable for the person to go back to his old place. And the Chofetz Chaim in Sivkot and Tes came Mashmi Gemara, the Chain Kosov Agraz. And this is based upon the Gemara, and the Graz says this as well. Eladeinu Mechuyah B'davar. So while it's preferable even here to go back, L'chadchila, one doesn't have to do so. Then Sivkot and Zayin, According to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, we said that he does have to go back l'chatchila. So they bring down over here in Sukkot and Zion, the Mishabura says, v'kosu achronim d'chei nochol linhog l'maisa. L'maisa, we should in fact paskin like this more machmer opinion, l'chatchila, you should go back even if you left b'shogeg, unless in lo shehu sha'asatrak, unless it's under extenuating circumstances, does yuchal l'smoch hasvar rishon. Then you can rely upon the more makel opinion of the Rambam. But if you have the opportunity to go back, it's not a real big deal for you to go back. It won't cause you to miss out on benching. It won't cause any other sort of a problem. It is preferable to go back to the original place, even according to the opinion over here that you can be lenient. Now, Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down Vim Aka Bishogeg. What happens if the person left his place by accident and that place no longer has a zimun, but in the place that he went to, there is a zimun? So in this situation, that since he'll now have the benefit of zimun, it would be considered extenuating circumstances that allow him l'chatchila to go and bench in the new place with the zimun rather than return to the old place and not have a zimun. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Bamedvar mamurim, under what circumstances are we talking about over here? Kishein lo pasod. When we're talking here back and forth, the Rambam versus the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah. Should you bench in the new place? Should you not bench in the new place? L'chatchila b'di'evet. We're talking about when he has no bread in the new place, so there's no discussion of could he go and eat bread in the new place. However, the Mechaber tells us, avol im yesh lo pasod, if he has additional bread that he wants to eat, so then another eitza would be, yochal b'mokam hasheni ma'at, just eat a little bit of bread in the new place, and then the yivarech, he would be allowed to bench in the new place. However, but it can't have passed such a long amount of time that he's hungry already from the first eating. Then the second eating isn't called the continuation of the first eating. It's called a separate new eating. Now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Ches, he explains, Yochal b'makom hasheni, you can eat bread in the new place. And this would apply, v'afilu b'mezid. Mahani haitakona. Even if you did this intentionally, you left your old place intentionally, and I said, I'm not going to bench in the old place, I'm in a rush, or whatever the situation was, he left intentionally. Now he goes to the new place, and he'll eat a little piece of bread in the new place. So this works l'chatchila to allow him to bench in the new place. Sheyochel kan pas dovim. What? He just has to have a little bit of bread in the new place, and then that's acceptable, he can bench in the new place. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "Vein tzarich luvarich tchila birchas hamotzi." He doesn't have to make a new hamotzi lechem and aretz in the new place, and v'lo birchas hamazon amash shekvar ochal. And he doesn't have to make a birchas hamazon first on the old eating, and now wash again and make a new birchas hamazon. But in fact, he doesn't have to wash again. He doesn't have to make hamotzi again, and he just has to bench one time. The achar achilas pas, and after he eats this new little piece of bread, shebechan in this new place, yivarich birchas hamazon. He makes one benching, v'yale lahachila sheochal b'makom acher, and this will work not only for the eating in this new place, but will also work for the eating that he had from the old place. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, if he's still intending to go back to the first place and eat over there, so the Sharat Zion in Simon Kuf Ayin Ches, we already learned, odif lachzor ulvaruch sham. That certainly would be preferable if he's going to eat bread in the old place, go back into the old place and eat bread over there, rather than bench in the new place. Dishuf number 5 brings down, if you want to eat bread in the new place, you don't have to make a new bracha rishona, hamotzi, as long as you haven't had hesach hadas. However, if he had no longer intention of eating anymore, and so to say he had an interruption in between, a hesach hadas, so then the bir haloch in sim kuf ayin ches, we've already learned also, shim hoya hisiach hesach hadas, yachanim shinu moko, if he had both, the change in the plates, as well as a hesach hadas, then everybody would agree, l'kulayama, tzorech la'azul varach, that he would definitely have to go make a new hamotzi. We had a whole discussion over there, does he have to wash again as well, if he had a true hesach hadas, so they didn't have to wash his hands until he died as well. Sivkot and test, the Mishnah Berurah says he just has to have a little bit of bread. Hainu, afilu pochus mikizayis, even less than a kizayis would be acceptable. Because the makom makom mitztarev zel liachilo sh'ocha b'makom rishon. Because even a little piece over here can be mitztarev to the major eating, the kizayis or more that he had in the other place. And therefore, as long as he eats something over here, it's mitztarev and allows this new place to be also called his makom suda and he can bench in the new place. And he says, v'davkun b'makom hasheni ochal gam kin pas. But he has to eat some bread, even a little bit, of bread in the new place. But if he just has other types of food items, avol parperes v'kisonin, if he has some sort of things that accompany the bread, or he has some sort of a pastry that's not hamotzi lechem in aretz, mitzadei b'prima godim dafilu kizayis lamahani, then even if he has a whole kizayis of it, that doesn't make the new place a place that he can bench on lechatchila, according to these opinions, that bread in the new place helps, but not something else. Then sivkot yud, rak shelo yirav, but if he's no longer full from the first place, but he's now hungry from the first eating, then he has to make a new bracha. De'im hu roiv, lo mahani mashiyo chalato. Because if he's now hungry, so then it doesn't help him now to say this is a continuation of the old eating. De'kvar hivsid abir chasamazu shalachin rishon. It's too late. Once he's already hungry, so then that's it. The zman, or the time period for saying bir chasamazu, has been exceeded. And he can't bench now for that previous benching. He unfortunately lost out on that mitzvah. Kemosha kosov b'sifhei, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem later in today's shir. V'atu chiv chodosh. And now if he goes and washes again, and he makes hamotzi again, that's a brand new chiv. And of course, if it's Aruch Levarach, Gam Birchas Amotzi, he'll have to make a new Amotzi. And of course, if he eats a Kazayis or more, he'll have to bench. But this has nothing to do with his original previous benching from the other place. That, unfortunately, has passed by the wayside. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim Shekol Shiva Saminim Tu'unim Brocha Le'achreim Bimkomam. There is this opinion that's brought down in the name of the Rambam that every one of the Shiva Saminim, all of those seven species of Eretz Yisrael, require a bracha achrona in the place that you ate them. And if you moved your place, you have to go back, just like with benching, to the original place that you ate them. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph writes, Vim yotzum yimkomo, if you left your place, hevidino kamosha kosu sif aleph and beis. That applies all the same things, but Meizi, Bishogeg, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Reinu Yonah, all of those machlokasin by pass, they apply over here as well, according to this first opinion of the Rambam, by the Shiva Saminim, the seven species of Eretz Yisrael. But then he brings down the opinion of the Rosh. The Yesh Omrim, the Rosh holds, the Chameshes Mine Dagon Davka, that this din, that it's like bread, is only applicable to the five grains, but not to all the seven species of Eretz Yisrael. And we had this machlokas previously, as the Ramon now tells us, Va'ayin Le'el, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Siv Hey. This similar machlokas was seen already previously, and the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot Yud Beis, Shesham over there in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Siv Hey, Hevi Harav, Od Shito Shlishis the Davka B'Pas. There was the third opinion that the Mechaber brought down that said that one opinion was any of the seven species, or one opinion was any of the five Minei Dagon, and then one opinion was only by bread. It's B'Davka only by bread. How do we paskin? Uleinyan Dina, the Halacha L'Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosav Shom HaGro, the Vilna Gaon over there, paskin, Da Ikor Kedei HaShniya, that the Halacha L'Maisa is like this second opinion over here, which is applies to the Chamisha Minei Dagon. The Chamishas, Minei Dagun, Chashivik, Kepas, Linyan Zeh. They have the same halachic status over here as bread. V'ayim Asher Kosavnu, Shom B'Mishnah Berurah. And you can look for more details about this over there in the Mishnah Berurah. The issue footnote number 7 brings down all of those details. Shelechatchila yesh lahachmir levaruch b'mekomo li'achar achila shiva minim. Lechatchila, if one wants to do everything optimally, should do this for all the seven species, go back to the original place where you ate them, and say the bracha achron over there, ala milchi, ala eitz, ala gefen, ukamo kenim shinra es makomo b'yem tzachila, and that din was brought down, similar to if you changed your place in the middle of the eating, ain't tzarech levarach aleihem bracha rishona, you don't have to make a new bracha rishona, lefisha dinam kedin pas, because they have the same halachic status as pas, since you have to go back, so therefore they don't require a new bracha rishona. And the Vilna Gaon paskin over there, like the second opinion, this only applies for Chamisha Dagon, the five different types of Dagon, so to over here. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Ochal v'yenu yodeyim berach birchas hamazon olav, if a person ate, now he's not sure, did he or did he not bench? So what should he do? It's a sofek bracha. So tzorech levarech misofek. So the Mechaber says, you do have to bench over here again, or the first time, you weren't sure if you benched or not. When you're in the sofek situation, you do have to bench misofek. Why? Because this breaks the rule and proves the point of the rule. Normally we say, Safek brachos lekula. When in doubt about a bracha, so we don't make the bracha again, because most of the brachos are derabanan. However, benching is a bracha daraisa. Benching in Birchas HaTorah, as we discussed many times, the machlok is whether ala milchi is also, but certainly benching, v'yachalta v'savata uveirachta, is when you eat to gedei sviya, certain types of food, such as bread, so then there's a chiv deraisa to bench. So over here, you don't know, did or not bench. So if you ate kidei sviya, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, so then there was a chiv deraisa for you to bench, and now it becomes a sofek deraisa l'chumra. This brach over here is not a sofek derabonon l'kula, sofek brachos l'kula, but instead it's a sofek deraisa l'chumra, sofek bracha deraisa also goes l'chumra. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yergimel explains, Hainu kol birchas hamazon. You have to say all of benching, including av bracha revius, even the fourth bracha, hatov ha-meitiv, which technically she'enu elam in the rabbanon, is only a din the rabbanon. But if you only bench the first three brachas of benching, ki hechadilo lazule ba, it shouldn't look like you're making fun, you're mocking, you're not taking it seriously, the fourth bracha. And therefore, the Achronim bring down the Mishnah Berurah says that even though you could argue the fourth bracha is a safik bracha lakula, safik the rabbanon lakula, nevertheless, once you have to do the first three brachos, so the Achronim say, do the last bracha as well. Now, Sivkot Yudalit says, Misofik, you have to do this on a Sofik, that's because it's a Daraisa. And you can likewise go and actually be motzi somebody who definitely is obligated in benching, but hasn't yet benched. And this is brought down in the name of Rav Kiva Eger in Bahagosav, by Rav Kiva Eger in his comments on Shulchan Aruch, and likewise the Ken Kosav B'Tshuvasav, it's also in the Tshuvas of Rav Kiva Eger and Simon Vav, and likewise the Ken Kosav Ksav Sofer Simon Lamed. The Ksav Sofer also holds like this. Dirshu Foot number 9 explains Rav Kiva Eger's position. He says, Sha'af L'dasari Shonim Shasovim Shasopik Daraisa L'chumra, who rock me the Rabbanon, even according to the opinion that says this whole idea of Sofik Daraisa L'chumra, that in and of itself is a din the Rabbanon. So one could argue that this is then a din the Rabbanon. Nevertheless, this person who theoretically is only chayiv over here on a derabbanan level can be motzi somebody who's chayiv on a deraisa level. Why? Because technically, on a deraisa level, somebody who's not obligated in a bracha can be motzi somebody on a deraisa level who is obligated because of the din of a revus. Arvus. Virachmi derabbanon, and only because of the din derabbanon, the rabbi said, unless you're also making the bracha because your own chiyav, you shouldn't be motzi somebody else. Eino yochel otzio ad sheyochal, so you can't be motzi somebody else unless you've eaten yourself. And therefore, v'lochein, mi sheochal kezayis, yochel otzias, mi sheochal kidei sviya. And that's why we allow somebody who only ate a kezayis, technically a chiyav derabbanon, to be motzi somebody who ate a kidei sviya, which is a chiyav deraisa, because of this idea that mi deraisa, somebody who's not mechuyav can be yotzi somebody who is mechuyav. It brings down that others disagree, including the pre-chadosh, Ayin and the rest of the footnote, Dirsho number 9, over here for that discussion. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Tesvav writes, the Davko Kisha Sova. When we're saying here there's a chiv to bench the rice, it's only if you ate Kidei Svi, as I already mentioned. The Ilo Sova, because if you didn't eat Kidei Svi until Satiri, Lerova Poskim, whom the Rabbanon, then the chiv benching, according to most Poskim, is not a Daraisa. It's only if you chalta visavota uberachta. So otherwise, if you ate bread, but you didn't eat till Satiri, it's only a chiv de Rabbanon. Nevertheless, mikomokom royally ori shemayim benistapik and berachalo. But somebody who is not sure, did I not bench? So what should a yori shemayim do? Afilu shloa chalal kizayis. Even if he only ate a kizayis, which technically he's only chayiv min the rabbanon, sheyito yadav, go wash your hands again. Vivarach hamotzi, make a new brachas hamotzi, because you obviously had hesach hadas, you were done with eating. Vyochal kizayis, eat another kizayis, and now vivarach birchas hamazon, and now you chayiv again in birchas hamazon. So if it's really part of the original eating and you're chayiv deraisa, or even if only chayiv the rabbanon, and this benchy can go on both, brought down in the name of the Chayyadim. The issue footnote number 10 has a number of interesting questions. What about a woman who ate Kidei Sevilla? What's her halacha? Deraisa derabanan. What about the case of somebody who definitely ate Kidei Sevilla, and now he's not sure if he's been delayed long enough that he's no longer allowed to bench? It's beyond the Zman Ichel, beyond the Zman of digestion. Look there in this footnote for this discussion. Finally, Sif Hey, the Mechaber writes, Ad Emos Hayechol Avarech, until when can a person bench? This Shas Ichul, when is it considered digested and no longer able to bench? So the Mechaber says, Ad Shiyis Akel HaMozon Shebemeyav, until the food is digested inside of his stomach. The Kamashiro, how long is this? So he says, Kol Zman She'eino Roev, when he's no longer hungry, Machmas Oso Achila, from that food that he ate, that is considered Shas Achila is over. He's no longer considered having eaten and allowed to bench, that zman for benching is gone. The Berhetev in Siv Katan Ches writes, Vishir equal, how long is this actually in time? He says, Kidei Hiluch Dalid Milin. It's the length of time it takes a person to walk 4 mil, which is roughly 4 kilometers, which he says, V'hushah V'chomish, is an hour and a fifth of an hour, so which is 72 minutes. and this is when he ate only a relatively small meal. He brings down from the Mogen Avraham, nearly the high equal, this shear of digestion, tchilas equal, it's the start of the digestion, the sof equal, heavy al kopachos vav shos, because the end of digestion can be even 6 hours. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tezayin writes, how long should you wait till you bench? What's the time period? He says that's talking about Amisha Shachaf Alo Birach Tileo Koi. It's talking about somebody who didn't bench right away. Ideally, a person should always bench right away, as brought down in Dishah for the number 12 as well. Sivkot and Tezayin, as long as he's not hungry, Dila Achakach, after the period of time that he's hungry, Far Botel Osa Hoachilo Vihivsi Birachim Ozim. It's too late then to bench. Vimrozu Lechalat Mechodush, he wants to eat anew, Dasam Ogin Vrom, Shiachzi Varachamotzi, has to make a new Amotzi, even if he hasn't had Esach Hadas. Because the end of digestion means that the bracha rishon is no good either. Others disagree with this and say, as long as he had it in mind, it's not called the Hesach HaDash, just because digestion is over, that ends today's shir.